Okay, we are on Daf Ayin Aleph. Aleph, very top of the page. So, if you remember, we were talking about the case where a person takes a neder, a man takes a neder that his wife can't get benefit from him. And what the Tanakhama had said was that for the first 30 days, so he can set up another person to take care of her financial needs. But from then on, but if it's longer than that, then he has to give a ksuba. And Rabbi Yehuda said, if it's Yisrael, you get a month, so he can stay. You know, he can stay married for a month. But once it becomes 2 months, so then already we make him divorce her. And if it's a kohen, you give him 2 months, and then he has to divorce her. But so fine. So he says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, right? Quoting Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Chodesh Echad, etc. Hainu Tanakama. What do you mean? This part, at least, is the same as Tanakama. The Tanakama said 30 days. And now Rabbi Yehuda says, for Yisrael, it's a month. A month is 30 days, typically, right? So Amar Abaye, Kohenes Aslash Minin. No, yeah. Abaye says, yeah, I know. I know that part's the same. The same thing that we were thinking, which is that there's a different part to this that Rabbi Yehuda says, which is the Chiddush, is that when it comes to the Kohen, we delay it. Right, it's not the same. It's not 30 days for everybody. It's 30 days only for Yisrael and for a Kohen. You get, a Kohen who's married to a woman who's married to a Kohen. Kohenis is a woman who's married to a Kohen. You give an extra month. So Rav Amar, no, Chodesh Male veChodesh Chaser Kibenehu. The language is different, right? The Tanakhama says Shloshim Yom, right? It says Lamed Yom. And Rabbi Huda said, Chodesh. What's the difference? Sometimes the Chodesh is 29 days, sometimes the Chodesh is 30 days. So Rabbi Huda says it has to be a Chodesh, whether it's 30 days or 29, as opposed to Tanakhama, who says it's specifically 30 days. Well, why would you make such a distinction? It's a different question. Fine. Okay, so Amar Rav. So Rav says, with this whole conversation, Lo Shanu Ella Bimafarish. Avabastam Yotzi La'alta Riteng Suba. So Rav says this whole conversation about he takes the net there that his wife can't get benefit from him, and for the first 30 days he sets up a parnes who's going to pay for her, etc. And then afterwards making give suba. That's only when he says 30 days, right, or a month. But if he doesn't say that, he just says a stam, he takes the net that his wife can't get benefit from him, immediately making give suba. Okay. Shmuel Amar Afilabastam La Yotzi Shema Yimse Pesach Lenidro. Right, and Shmuel says no. Even that's not true. What the Mishnah means is, in any case, you always give him 30 days. Why give him 30 days? Because you never know. For the first 30 days, maybe he's going to change his mind. He's going to change his mind. He'll be able to find somebody to get out of this neder. I didn't really mean it. I was upset. Something happened. Whatever it was, and you don't want to make him give the ksuba immediately. Maybe the relationship can still be salvaged. Fine. So Gemara says, "V'haf if leguba bei chadazimna." This machlokus between Rav and Shmuel about whether this machlokus is only bestam, whether this halacha is only in the case of stam, or it's true even b'mefarish, right? Whether he said it specifically, explicitly, 30 days or not, giving him 30 days. So that we had that machlokus before. Why? This stam we learned in a different mishnah on Daf Samach Aleph. The following case: Hamadr is ishto mitashmish amita. Person takes a neder, asking his wife from Tashmish. Bishame omrim shtei shabbosos, Bishilo omrim shabbos achas. Bishame says, you wait 2 weeks. Bishilo says, just 1 week. Right, for Amarav, meaning we wait that amount of time before we require him to divorce her from making such a neder. Right, which again is against the requirements. Against one of the things that he's required to take care of. Right, which is a similar question that we had asked initially about this Mishnah, which was he's responsible to take care of her financially also. But the bottom line is that machlokus bishami b'sila. Fine. So Amar Rav, and then Rav and Shmuel have a machlokus about that machlokus. So Amar Rav machlokus b'mefarish avav istam yotzila alta rethink suba. And there Rav said on this Mishnah, Rav says that machlokus again is only when he specifically states a week versus 2 weeks, etc. But if it just stami says that it takes a nether against her getting hanas tashmish from him, or having tashmish with him, so then what happens? Then bastam yotzi la alta b'ting suba. Maybe Shmuel Amar, no, if the bastam nami la yotzi shema yimtza pesach linidro. And again, in that case, Shmuel says, no, we don't, in a stama case, we also give him a week, right, to to get it together. Maybe he'll find some reason to change his mind, and we'll have some Tamei Chacham who could be matched to the nether. So we always give that extra amount of time rather than waiting. So if we already had the machlokas, presumably the same machlokas applies here also, right? This is a kind of a global machlokas in Rav and Shmuel. When someone takes a nether, whether there and there's a certain time, you know, that we give for the person to go back on it. So presumably that would apply in all cases. So why do you have to tell me if you already told me in that case, right? But the case of Madri Ishta Es Ishta Mitashmish, why do you have to tell me the same thing here in this scenario also? So Gemara says, no, I need both. Tzricha. Did Marbehahi Biahi Kamarav Mishum Dula Efshel Apart Refinus. Maybe if you just told me the case there on Daf Samach Aleph, so then what? That case, that's what Rav says. That in a stama case, you give a get right. You know, he has divorcing and give a super right away. Why? Because they're the left of finance. You can't. There's no person who can take this responsibility except for you. Right? You can't hand it off to somebody else. Right? Aval beha, but maybe I'd say, but in this case where it's just taking care of the finances, the after of finance, amen modi le l'shmuel. Maybe he would say, you know what? There we could talk away. You know, because you can give someone else the opportunity to take care of it while we wait around. And if you're going to tell me this, you know, you're just going to tell me our case here about again taking the nether for 30 days, not to take care of her, you know, parnasa. So baha kamar Shmuel mishum da'af b'farnas. Again, that's where Shmuel is going to say stam, you can wait 30 days, right? But maybe maybe he would told that in the case of Tashmish, ema moda l'raf, right? Maybe in that case he would say, you know what, Taka, I agree with you, and agree with the Rav in that case that you don't get the full, you don't get to wait a whole week. Right, so tzricha. Fine. So that's why I bring both cases, because to show us that the machlokas of Rav and Shmuel applies in both scenarios. Fine. Okay. So tznan. We looked at the Mishnah Hamadris Ishto Shlo Titom Echad Mikol Aperos. Right. Again, a person takes a nether, and we're going to see exactly describe how this works, which we described when we learned the Mishnah before, but we'll see the Gemara itself is going to talk about it. Right. That she takes the nether, and he allows it to be chal. But there's a nether that the woman cannot taste some fruit, right? So she takes such a nether. So what happens? Yotzi v'yitein ksuba. So then he has to divorce her and give her a ksuba. So we're gonna see. Well, let's just keep going. So bishlam alarav. I understand for Rav. Well, let's explain it now. There's one thing to this case that's important to understand, that the point is that she takes a nether, that if she eats a certain pri, she does eat a certain pri, and if she does, she's going to be forbidden for tashmish to her husband. That's the important piece, important detail to the nether. They quote from the Beis Yaakov, they say such a pshat in Rashi. That basically, the whole point here, yeah, we're going to see it in a second. So we'll see it in a second. But basically, that she takes this nether, if she eats any of it, she eats this pit, this pri is forbidden to her, and if she eats it, so she's forbidden to her husband. So and he is Mekai in the nether. He says, sure, right? So Gemara says, Bishlam ala Rav, I understand according to Rav, kam bistan kam mvarish. Meaning, again, that case is what happens. She takes the nether, what do we say? She takes the nether, boom, yotzi v'yitein ksuba. I don't understand. What changed here? I get it according to Rav, right? So you would say for Rav, what happened? It's a case of stam. That's why you have to give it right away. Because Rav had said, if it's stam, you don't wait any time. However, El Shmuel, Kasha, according to Shmuel, what's happening? What's the difference in this case from the other cases? You should give her 30 days, whatever. But why are you allowing to divorce her right away? So the answer to the Gemara, right? So the case is, it's not that he took a nether, but it's that she took a nether about him. And then he was Mekai in the nether, right? And that's why it's a different case. Look at Rashi. Shinadra he, it's the last of the Y lines in Rashi. Uma yeshla od lahamtin. What's he waiting for, right? If she's ready to take her ksuba already, I mean, why'd she take the nether? She took the nether because she wants to divorce her husband. That's why she took it, right? She wants to leave the marriage. So if she, you know, if she's happy to take her ksuba and walk away, umayfik, she's not interested in some opening to get rid of her nether. Right, but if she took the nether, Yamtin Shema Yimsa Pesach Lenidra. Sorry, if he took the nether, right, to get benefit from her, so then you wait to see. But the point being, like, if once she takes the nether, there's an assumption that once she took it, so we're not like waiting to see. Presumably, the whole point is that what's our concern always with ksuba, right? We don't want it to be easy for the husband to divorce his wife, right? She's the vulnerable one, right? So we don't want the whole takana of ksuba, right? We talked about it, is so that the husband shouldn't be kal be'inav lotzia, right? So if that's true, so when she takes the nether and she wants to walk away, now we're not worried about that anymore, right? So now we don't have to say, oh, let's wait, let's see, right? The point is she took the nether and she's the one who's like kind of basically asking for a way out. So why is Shmuel all of a sudden allowing this? Again, for the same reason, because the whole goal here is to protect her. If she wants to walk away, so fine. So then the moment that she takes the nether and he's Mekayim, so fine. So we say, that's it, things are over. Yotzi v'tengsu. So says the Gemara, because of Rav Meir, who knows in Etzba, Ben Shinea. And this is Rav Meir, who holds the idea that when she takes the nether like that, it's Ke'ilu, we've seen this language before. He places her finger between her teeth, basically, and then she bites down. Basically, meaning like kind of gives her the opportunity to hurt herself in a certain sense, right? And meaning that we read the case, right? Look at Rashi. Because Rabbi Meir, who shakiyim him, who was mekayim the nether, he's not made for the nether, but he allows it to be chal, nasan etzba bein shineha v'yishicha, and she bites down. That's why he can give the ksuba, right? And how do we know this? Has Rabbi Meir. V'stam masnitzi, Rabbi Meir, right? And every stam mishnah that doesn't say the name of the author, we assume that it's Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara is not going to have a whole conversation about, is this really a sheet of Rabbi Meir? The point being, it's sort of like her own fault. It's what she wants. So therefore, we allow him to divorce her right away. So says the Gemara, V'stam Rabbi Meir, who knows in Esa ben Shina? Does Rabbi Meir really hold this? That he's the one who's like placing her finger between her teeth, right? But that basically it's you know, he's allowing her to do this to herself. Tanya, Hayisha Shinadra bin Nazir, a woman who takes the nether to become a Nazir. Vishama Baila, and his wife and her husband hears. Velo Heferla, and he doesn't nullify it. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omrim, he nasna etzba ben shineha, right? They hold that she's the one who kind of messed herself over. Lefikach, in Ratzah Habala Hafer Yafer, so the husband wants to, nullify the nether. He can. Vim Amar Iifshi Viisha Nadranis. And if he says, I'm not interested in a woman like this who's taking Nidarim, Tetze, right? Shalo Biksuba. So in that sense, what happens? She leaves without a ksuba. Meaning, the question of whether he's the one who's placing the finger or she's the one placing the finger, it's basically who's responsible here, right? So if we say that. You know, it's like basically he does the etzba ben shina, it's her fault, right? So then what happens? So then he doesn't have to give her ksuba, right? If it's his fault, then he has to give the ksuba. That's basically the point here, right? So the bottom line is you have Mary Mayer who said in this situation, what happens, right? If he decides not to let the nether be chal and not to do anything about it, so what happens? She goes out without a ksuba. Why? Because it's her own fault, right? If Yosef, Rabbi Elazar Omrim, who knows in Esther Ben Shinya? No, he places her own finger between her teeth, basically meaning Lafigach in Ratzah Ba'al Hafer Yafer. Right? So they hold that no. Basically, at the end of the day, it's his decision to let this go through, so he still has to give the ksuba in the end. So if that's true, so how can you tell me Rabbi Meir is the author of our Mishnah here? How could that be? Because that sounds like in that case, you say he gives the ksuba. Sounds like it was his fault, but according to it's put on his shoulders that he allows it to go through, as opposed to Rabbi Meir in this case, in the case of the Nazir case, where it sounds like Rabbi Meir says it's her own fault and she doesn't get the ksuba. So what do you do? No problem. Epach, flip the shitos. We'll just edit it. It makes it much easier, right? Epach, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omrim, who knows saying, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Loza Omrim, he knows not. Fine. No, just flip the shitos, then everything's going to fit. The problem is, it's not going to fit, because it's only not only the shitos of Rabbi Meir that we're dealing with, we're dealing with shitos of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Loza, etc. So when we come back tomorrow, we'll talk about the shitos of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Loza and how to make them fit into this case.